It is time for another edition of What's Going On Out There, Ruth, with Ruth Epstein. Intrepid Ruth Epstein of the Republican American. Ruth.
Okay.
You're intrepid. Well, tell us, what's going on out there?
Well, now that Labor Day is over and we're on to fall, things are starting to rev up again.
It's official. Have you seen? I didn't even need to look at my personal calendar. All I had to do was look at the signs outside.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Do you see the leaves coming down? Wow.
No, not leaves. What shall we call them? The signs of the various people who. I mean, literally, just bang. Whatever day it was, I guess it's September 1st, Mike, that you put up your signs. I don't know.
Lost me.
You guys haven't seen a bunch of election signs?
Oh, somewhat. Yeah.
But somewhat. Have you been to Sharon recently?
No.
Okay.
No.
That's
so.
All. It's just like they just sprouted.
It's well, okay. So leaves, signs. I mean, all things fall. Yes.
All things fall.
But last week was still summer, so we had lots of nice events before things turned cold. The Vintage Parade in Salisbury, coming out of Lime Rock, was always a fun event. Tons and tons of these cars that people covet and love line up and do this 17-mile route from the park through Salisbury, looping through the Noble Horizons parking lot to the joy of the residents. And then landing in Falls Village for a street fair where people can get a close-up look at all these Porsches and Corvettes and all these fancy cars. And always brings a huge crowd. And really, Falls Village has become the center of car shows, as it seems. That kicked off the historic festival at the park that went on this past weekend. A lot of fun, a lot of good stuff if you know your cars. And I talked to some people, each year I learn more and more about these vehicles that are, as I say, really prized. School is now open, we said. They had a teachers all together come together meeting at the high school. All 200 or so teachers from the region come on that day, and they were introduced to the new superintendent, Melanie Brady Shanley. Melanie comes to us from the Winston school system, and she was very bright and cheery and welcoming everyone to the newly refurbished cafeteria at Housatonic. As you know, that the school is going through a huge renovation project, and the cafeteria is almost done, but that's where the people met. She gave a description and introduction to herself, and then they hold a raffle, giving out different types of cards and things to teachers. I think, you know, she's going to be a good fit for this region. She's certainly happy to be here. She had some very positive words to say. She said this is really a community where people really come together for their schools, and she's very excited to be part of it.
Where does she come from, actually, though, live?
New Hartford.
Not that far.
She has a little, she and her family, she said, have a little farm. They have horses and goats and chickens and things, and she loves renovating her nearly 200-year-old house. So we got a sort of a little picture of her behind the scenes. And as you know, Lisa Carter, our former superintendent, is now, I think she's assistant director at Advance, she left us in June. And, of course, kids are all back in school, all kinds of activities, sports, and on coming up is the Travel Club's annual wine dinner and raffle at the White Hart. That is, I think it's next weekend.
I think they went to Iceland. It looks like they went to Iceland, or was that?
That was an adult group.
Oh, okay.
They decided to take. But the kids went to. They went to several places last year. I think Ireland and some other spots.
Oh.
And this dinner raises a ton of money, and as we've said, it allows kids to who would never have the opportunity to go if they had to pay on their own to help raise money. They all have to take part in these projects to raise money, and then anybody who wants to go can go if they participated. I will find out more. I don't know the plans for this year, but that dinner is very well attended and always brings in a huge amount of money for these kids. It's amazing. Very, very active parent group, too, that works on that. And so, as I said, school is back in. Classes are going, and I'm sure there'll be lots of initiatives that we'll be following up with during the school year. Kent Board of Selectmen held a meeting this week, and part of it was devoted to trash. As you know, Kent has gone to a pay-as-you-throw system. I think it's the only one in the area, and people have to buy their bags, specific bags, and that's the only thing that's allowed in there for trash. And there is a very strong composting segment of this, so Jennifer Heaton Jones, who is the executive director of the Housatonic Resources Recovery Authority, which contracts with Kent for its trash removal, gave a full report, very positive about how much has been deposited, how much is saved, how much income has come in. She was very complimentary of Kent and its participation in this program. You know, this is this could be a make or break program for selectmen who really some just didn't want to touch it because it is controversial.
Did you say it's controversial? I was just going to say, diplomatically, is there a lot of pushback on it, or is it?
There were a few. There were some, and you know, I was there at one time, and when they were selling the initial fee, the annual fee has gone down to $50 from like $150, but you have to buy each bag to deposit, and there were some people who said, "Oh, this is terrible," you know, my. Blah blah blah. It's costing us too much, and why should we do this? But they were very rational in their description. The HRA folks as to the need for saving money. Trash is just a huge expense for all these towns, and so by monitoring how much people throw out and recycling, taking it off and getting the food scraps out of the waste stream is critical. Most people came around and saw that it works.
And this is to pay for the landfill, basically? Well, because it's all trucked out anyway, isn't it?
It's trucked out, yeah.
So this is to defray the cost of the trucking?
To reduce the tonnage of stuff that's going out.
I see.
Basically. And this composting is really taken off. And at the end of last fiscal year in spring, people who use the facility were able to get some nice composting for their gardens. It's a win-win situation. It's certainly there has to be more attention paid to this because we're still trucking out west, which is awful. At least it's a start, and it was a very positive report, and the selectmen were pleased to hear what's going on. Also at that meeting, they're discussing the everlasting Swift House. There's a historical house here in Kent that has been debated for several years now as to whether to keep it, sell it, rehab it, and there's been a task force, and they were supposed to have a report in by last week. They did not for Selectman Marty Lindenmeyer was quite upset that the report, as which would have outlined who wants to use it, what uses it might have, did not come. And so the other two voted to give the task force a two-week extension to get that report in. Lindenmeyer voted against it. He really showed his frustration that this has taken so long. The board members are sort of split on this. The other two want to continue studying it. I think he would like to just sell it, but that's a continuing conversation here in Kent. We had plenty of activity here in Kent. There was a kids' carnival put on by the library. On Saturday, the town was hopping. All kinds of booths put up to Chamber of Commerce and Affordable Housing and the Fire Department and the library and Park and Rec. Everybody had booths and activities and things, and you could see the kids were really spirited, and a nice way to end the summer as school resumes. Also this past weekend, the D.M. Hunt Library has a fantastic art show going on. It's a cigar box art, and people who took part had to design things out of cigar boxes. And I would highly recommend people go up and see what creative stuff is up there. People did amazing things. One fellow even built guitars that work out of cigar boxes, amplified and everything else. And just a whole bevy of fabulous art pieces. And
How long is it up? Do you know?
Not sure. Probably till the end, at least the end of the month.
Okay.
So, but it's a great show, and I think people, the place was mobbed, and people were oohing and aahing, and it's certainly worth a trip up there. They do fantastic work on their art wall projects. So here again, it is a great show.
Yeah, it's up until September 20.
Thank you.
Thanks,
Mike. It was also an open studio tour in Cornwall. You could go and tour people's studios all through the town. Lots of artists up there as well. Well, Cornwall, we know, is full of artists, and they allowed people to come even if their studio wasn't quite neat and clean. People were able to go and see them.
Yeah, but a neat, clean studio means you're not doing anything.
That's very true. Very true. So that, I guess the more cluttered, the better.
It's a conflict because you want your work to look good, you know, you want your studio to be clean, just like you want your house to be clean when somebody is coming over.
Right.
But by the same token,
true.
Depends on if who's coming over. I want them to come back.
That's
good point. Good point.
It's a mixed.
If I don't want to revisit, guess what? Litter boxes go for 2 weeks.
All
right.
You're all talk, but I understand the.
Okay, so looking ahead, things are retching up. We've got Canaan Board of Selectmen tonight. A lot of these boards, because yesterday was a holiday, have moved their regular meeting dates. So Canaan Selectmen is tonight at 7. Cornwall Board of Selectmen is tonight. That's a normal night for them. Tonight is also the last of the Tuesdays at 7 series at the Falls Village Meeting House, put on by the Falls Village Canaan Historical Society, and they're going to talk about Elmer Ellsworth, and he was the first major casualty of the Civil War. Interesting topic. And they have a lithograph at the Historical Society on Ellsworth that was donated, so thus the talk. This weekend we have the picnic at Housatonic Meadows State Park in honor of getting the Housatonic designated a wild and scenic river. There's a celebration. I think that's 1 to 4. That was a big thing, get that designated the river from Nimelford up to the Massachusetts line, so people are welcome to come, and there'll be some talk and discussions future plans. Hotchkiss is holding its annual Hotchkiss School. The annual swimathon is also this weekend. On Saturday, the kids raise money, and they're doing a lot of money. Keith Moon is coach of the swim team there, and they raise money for Ukraine. The kids swim from Hotchkiss School across the lake to the beach and back, and they have a barbecue. But they've raised a lot of money for this cause, and there are going to be some special guests, I believe, there as well. And also Equus Effect, which Jane Strong runs in Sharon to help veterans coming back and getting back into society who have issues. She uses horses to help in that respect. And this year she's got a great program. She worked with veterans walking the Appalachian Trail, called the Warrior Expedition, and all that is going to be talked about at her Equus Farm on in Sharon.
It's on Drum Road, and it is on the it's on Saturday, yes.
Saturday, yep.
The
7th. And then horse demonstrations, and that's always a fun fundraiser as well, and certainly for a good cause. So things are starting to wrap up.
As they are wont to do at this at this juncture.
Yes.
So we really appreciate you and all of your diligence, all of your due. We really appreciate you and what you do diligence wise. There, I got it out the way I wanted it to.
And same goes for you guys as well.
All right. And we will talk to you next week. Thank you very much, Ruth Epstein of the Republican American. What's going on out there, Ruth, on Robin Hood Radio.